Welcome to the Internal Revenue Service International and U.S. Residency Certification Services. If you are requesting an employer identification number for an entity organized, your call may be monitored or recorded for quality purposes. Please hold while your call is transferred. Please wait.
Hello, thank you for calling the Internal Revenue Service.
Hello? Hello? I can't hear you. Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Hello?
Hello?
I can barely hear you.
Can you hear me?
Do you hear me now?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Oh, now I'm starting to hear you. Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Here's the thing. I'm calling from Israel. I've sent a few 1040s, and there were changes and adjustments were made to them based on the fact that apparently my wife's ITIN number has expired. So they told me I need to renew it. So I asked them how I should do that. They said there's a form W-7. And so I went into the website, I downloaded it, and according to the instructions, she needs to send an identification document. Forgive my English. Basically her passport. Now, obviously, she can't send her passport, so it says that the issuing agency, namely the Israeli government, should certify a copy. The thing is that the Israeli Ministry of Internal Affairs, the agency that issued the passport, do not do those certified copies. So my question is there any other way of doing this?
Can I put you on hold for a minute, sir?
I can't hear you. Can you repeat that?
Put you on hold for a minute.
Okay.
Put you on hold for a minute. Research that information for you.
Yes, I'll wait.
Okay. Thank you. Hello, sir. Thank you for holding.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you tried going to the IRS.gov website?
I did.
Did you do a search for ITIN?
Yeah, I went into the ITIN. I went into the relevant page, and it basically says exactly what the representative told me, which means that I need to have a certified copy from the issuing agency. Again, in this case, the Israeli government. But they do not issue such certified copies.
That's where you're gonna stand for the delay then. Okay, did you try looking for tax sentences?
For what?
For taxpayer assistance centers.
In Israel?
Yes.
That's what I was calling to ask. Is there such a thing? Where can I find this?
If you do the search on the IRS.gov website, they'll bring up some information for you.
How do you call it? Tax representative? Did you call it tax representative?
Okay, sir. Maybe what I can do for you is get someone in our tax law department to assist you.
Okay.
Okay, they will be able to give you more information about this.
So you will transfer me?
Yes, I will transfer you to our tax law department.
Okay. Oh, okay, I'm waiting.
Okay. Transferring you now, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Please wait.
Good morning, Internal Revenue Service, Mr. Streets speaking. ID number 100-021-2759. How can I be of assistance?
Yes, hello. How are you?
Very good.
Yes, okay. My name is Benny. I'm calling from Israel. I recently submitted a few 1040s for the past years, and I got a reply that the changes and adjustments were made based on the fact that apparently my wife's ITIN number, she's not an American citizen, has expired. And I asked how can I, so they told me I need to renew it in order to have these adjustments reversed.
Right. Reinstated, all right.
And I asked them how this should be done, and they told me about a form called W-7, and I looked it up in the website and I found the form. The thing is that both the representative I spoke to yesterday and the website, she needs an identification. With the W-7, an identification document needs to be provided, basically her passport. And since she naturally can't send her her actual passport, both the representative and the website said we can send a certified copy. Now, the certified copy, according to both of these sources, must be given or certified by what they call the issuing agency, meaning, in other words, the Israeli government in this case. Now, I've checked this, and apparently the Israeli, the Ministry of Internal Affairs does not provide this kind of certified copy of the passport. So my question is, I hope I'm clear so far, am I?
Yes.
Okay. My question is there any other way this can be done? Because according to the U.S., embassy information, the U.S. Embassy to Israel information, all tax representatives around the world don't exist anymore. There are no tax representatives in embassies around the world anymore. So is there any other way I can certify her passport in a way that will be good for adding it to the W-7 for renewing her ITIN number?
Can I take it that you do not want to send her original passport to us?
Preferably not, yeah.
All right. So you may be able to go to the embassy or the consulate's office to get it certified. The embassy and the consulate's office are equipped to certify documents.
And that certification will do?
Yes.
I understand. But there is no private firm or some kind of a legal office that is authorized to do this certification as far as the IRS is concerned?
Well, we have something called acceptance agents. These are persons that have contracted with us to get these forms together. If you wanted to use one of those, you could as well. That's another alternative.
And that, how did you call it? Acceptance?
Except, you have the W-7 form?
No, how did you call these firms? Acceptance what?
Yes. Do you have the W-7 form?
Yes, that I have from the website.
Right. Do you have it in front of you?
I can bring it up in a minute.
Okay.
I will. 1 second. Okay, I'm looking at it right now. Hello.
I want you to look down at the bottom.
Acceptance agents use only.
Right. Those are persons we've contracted with to help get information together in regards to this W-7. They have the ability also, certified acceptance agents, to certify documents too.
Okay.
These can be used as alternatives if you wanted to go that route.
Yeah, I think I will do
and
that.
And so,
if that's good enough, I
and
think.
And that's
I'll
fine.
Do
and so,
an
and so in that case, you would, in that case, you would go to our website at www.irs.gov. And type in the search box, acceptance agents, and it'll bring a list of them up. And then you can look for the one that's located in your country if you were going to use one in Israel.
Okay.
And okay. Then it'll give you who's available in the country.
I understand.
That could do the job.
I understand, but this will be good enough, meaning I don't need the issuing agency. These people, if they, if an acceptance agent certifies my, the passport, the copy, I mean, that would be good enough for the renewal of the ITIN, right?
Yes.
Okay. Very well. You've been a great help to me, man.
Oh, no problem. Anytime. Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much.
And then,
much.
In this case...
What?
Okay. I was just going to say, in this case, once your wife gets her number, then you'll probably need to call us back so that we can use the number to make the appropriate adjustments.
Yes, they clarified to me that already yesterday. I know that. That's not a problem. I don't mind calling you. Your service is good, but I just wanted to know what to do, that's all. If I don't have to go, making an appointment in the embassy is like, you know, a month away, and I don't want to wait that long. But now that I see that they have acceptance agents, so I'll find a private acceptance agent, and I'll take care of it as soon as possible. I thank you very, very much for this.
Okay. Oh, no problem at all. Thank you. Mm-hmm, certainly.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too.